This is Eric Robinson, your man with the mic. I'm with Archie Hargreaves in Chicago on the west side. It's a run-down neighborhood. Many people here live in tenement houses, and I think there are many problems in connection with these houses, are there not, Archie?
Oh, yes. Problems of bad housing, problems of too many rats and little babies being bitten to death by rats.
Really?
Yes.
You know of cases?
This has occurred quite often. For example, I was in a house some years ago in which the man asked me to keep still for a few minutes. We sat for 5 minutes, and then the rat started playing tag all over the living room. These houses that are infested by rats or have electrical wiring exposed so that you have a fire almost every night in sections like these. I think the point is, though, that the way you overcome this is to organize people to do something specific about their particular problem. One day, it was raining, and I ran to get out of the rain, and then I heard a roar behind me. And I looked, and there was a cascade of water coming down the steps. This was a five-story tenement. I ran up to the top of the steps to see what was causing this. And then when I got up to the top floor, the fifth floor, I found that it was raining as hard inside as it was outside. I immediately knocked on the door of one of the apartments, and a Mrs. Donahue opened the door, an Irish woman who had lived there for 40 years. And she had 25 buckets and pots and pans to catch the water in various spots. And I said, "Mrs. Donahue, can't we get all of the people in this house together to do something about the roof?" And she said to me, "Get together with the other people in the house? You mean those terrible Italians and Negroes and Puerto Ricans? Uh-uh, I don't care how much it rains upon me, I'm not going to do this." So I went right across the hall. Mr. and Mrs. Luigi opened the door. And the same condition pertained in that particular house. And I raised the same question. And they said, "No, we've been here 20 years, and when the Italians were here, this never happened. We can't get together with those Negroes who came in 10 years ago." So then I went diagonally across the hall, and this time it was the home of Mr. and Mrs. Anderson. They were Negro. And you know what they said to me? "We are from the West Indies. It's all the fault of these American Negroes who moved in about 5 years ago. We've been here 10 years. Then I knocked at another house, and Mr. and Mrs. Jones lived in this particular house. They were Negro, but they were American Negroes. Yeah. They'd been there 5 years. They said to me, "We can't get together with those Puerto Ricans. They're the cause of this." So I go to Mrs. Gonzalez's apartment. She's Puerto Rican. Mrs. Gonzalez said, "Well, you see, I'm from San Juan. It's all the fault of those new Puerto Ricans who moved in about 6 months ago. They come from the rural area. They are not urbanized. They are not citified." But finally, we organized the place, and everything proceeded very well. Well, I think the point is that here it was difficult to get people together because they set up false barriers, even though they had a common problem. Now, at this meeting that we had, we talked about the common problem. We recognized that we had to have a common strategy for solving it. We developed a common action, and actually it only took 2 weeks to get a new roof on. But do you know that those people stayed on meeting together for 4 years, that they got a better house, that the idea went from apartment house to apartment house? It wasn't long before that whole block was organized around common needs and common problems.
The Reverend Archie Hargreaves on the west side of Chicago. This is Eric Robinson in Illinois, your man with the mic.
Man with the Mic is produced by the Methodist Church in association with the National Council of Churches. Presented in the public interest by this station.